Shalom Avracha. We're continuing with Dovid HaMelech's guidance, how to reach shleimus in every situation in life. We're still in the Oiz Gimel. Gemoil. We need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything. And this pasuk is very fitting for our day and age. Gal me'olai cherpo vavuz. Remove from me all the degradation and embarrassment that I am receiving from those around me. Because I internalize, I always involve myself in paying attention to the miracles that you've done in the past. Dovid HaMelech is teaching us two mahalchim and tefillah in a time that we are surrounded by people that are looking down at us and trying to find fault in us. That's what the world is all about right now. Whether it be the entire planet Earth, which is focusing on how bad the Jews are, how evil we are. And the second thing is, even within the Jewish nation, there are so many that are not being marich, do not value Lomdei Torah. It's a sad thing, but this equation always happens. The way the secular Jews relate to those who take religion serious is always causes the same type of relationship between the goyim and all the Jews. In any event, there is a situation of cherpa vavuz. We are being degraded, looked down upon, even though we are the great nation of Hashem. So saying number one is Edusecha Notzorti. I follow the mahalach that you have given us throughout history, the nisim that Hashem has done with us from the day he took us as his nation, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracle of Matan Torah, the miracle of Hashruas Hashchin, the Beis Hamikdash. I constantly live with that feeling that I am this exalted nation. And therefore, because I appreciate my greatness, that is the reason that I have the desire and also even the zchus to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chvod Hashem. I know we are the nation that represents the Kvod Hashem, and therefore I am being spouted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mancho, not for my COVID, I can manage. But since I am your chosen nation that you did so many miracles for in the past, I'm asking Hashem to make a Siyat HaShemaya that all this degradation of Klal Yisrael should go away. And the truth is, it's all totally in us. Second, we really are proud of ourselves. The nations will change their attitude also. That's the way it works. So that's tefillah number one. And every day we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying so many tefillahs. Goleinu, you should redeem us. Kabba Shoifa, Hoshev Zavoyda, Lamal Shim Al Tisikva. All the different tefillahs for overcoming those who are coming up against us physically and spiritually for the Geula. It's important to have in mind we're not doing this for our personal COVID. We're doing this L'kvod Hashem. I saw how much in the past, when we were in the worst situations, we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you brought us salvation. We're asking, L'man Chaylikim, in your name, you should save us again. There's another point also, is that sometimes a person falls into a state of despair. There's no way out of this. And mainly, it's not mispal. Why be mispal? We're in an impossible situation. Nothing's going to change. We're living in a new world order, which is a fact right now. The world is a different world than it was half a year ago. We thought they'll have Rachmanis on us, and the other way around. Anti-Semitism has become not only something that lowlifes do. The highest court of justice in the world is run by anti-Semites who have legalized anti-Semitism and Mimela. That's the world is all about now. It is frightening and disheartening. But I say to Hashem, the reason why I'm not giving up and I turning to Hashem to take it away is Kedusecha Notzorti. I'm never going to fall into despair because I look at the miracles in the past. We were hundreds of years in Mitzrayim. We cried out to Hashem and Hashem saved us. We went through the impossible Midbar. Hashem saved us. And we've been through Golos for 2,000 years and Hashem is Chai V'Kayim. That's the second part. The fact that I internalize and I constantly live reminding ourselves of the miracles Hashem did with Klal Yisrael throughout history, that gives me the power and the strength to go through the impossible situations. We're never in an impossible situation. And I'm not talking about the impossible situation of all Klal Yisrael. Each one in his life, we have certain issues we have to deal with. Never fall into despair, because we know we have the recipe. We turn to Hashem one time, another time, 100 times. Doesn't make it that. Eventually, when the time Hashem decides for it to come, the Yeshua will come. So we should be zeichel to take advantage of these two kelim. Number one, yes, we are aware of the way the world looks at us, but lemancha elokim, just like in the past, you have saved us from the situations where it's bound for it to happen again. And we also use our reminding ourselves of the past situations to give us that hope, give us the bitochen, go forward with HaKadosh Baruch Hu till we see the Yeshua Mekarev.